Well, in a strongly worded address, the top judge in the country, Dame Helen Winkleman, warned that judges are increasingly coming from the same narrow part of society, wealthy and mostly from white homes. Judge Winkleman, who grew up in poverty, said that judges need to have experience of some life at the margins. New Zealand's Chief Justice warned that judiciary's modest ethnic and socioeconomic diversity was becoming even less varied, mainly due to financial barriers. To quote, "We cannot accept that our future judiciary will be compromised of only those from the most affluent backgrounds," Winkleman said at a speech at the Northern Club in Auckland. It was seen as a direct challenge to universities and to the legal profession, and said the judiciary risked losing legitimacy because it was becoming unrepresentative for the community it served. And she went on to cite New Zealand Herald reporting by Kirsty Johnson, very good item too, showing that just 1 in 10 entrants to elite university courses like medicine, like law and engineering came from Decile 1 schools. 3 in 100 students in second year law are from Decile 1 schools. So this is a very strongly worded message from New Zealand's top judge. Mamari, what do you make of Dame Winkleman's comments?
Chief Justice Winkleman's right on the button, I think. And there is a definite challenge for those of us in law schools. And, you know, I do see it, and I see... I mean, I see a lot of fantastic young people, which is one of the reasons why I hate this intergenerational rubbish, because I see so many great young people around me all the time.
Right.
But I don't see very many young people who have a similar kind of socioeconomic background to me, for example. I just think we do need to throw the gates open a little bit. But it's not just throwing the... I mean, it's open entry into law school at Victoria. Mm. It's keeping the gates a little bit more open past that first-year experience.
And, right.
Making sure... Because, you know, you're going to get your drop-offs at every kind of way station in the journey, if you like, to then you know, going into practice and then being in practice long enough to actually make it to the bench or to be a QC, et cetera, et cetera. So this is, you know, we've known about this for a long time. There are great signs like, you know, Chief Judge Tomanu being appointed to the top job recently, who was the mastermind behind Te Koti Rangatahi. So, you know, and of course, Justice Joe at the Supreme Court. Yeah. So there are points of hope, if you like, but really, if you want to have a good feeding tube into those upper echelons, I think we've got lots of work to do.
A long way to go.
And it's great that Chief Justice Winkelmann is also the head of the Institute of Judicial Studies. So, you know, judicial education, you know, there's hope.
Yeah, before we get to Alan, I mean, she also said while 82 out of the 237 judges in New Zealand were now women, the judiciary needed to look beyond gender diversity and tackle the underrepresentation of Māori. Is that something you would support?
Me, yes, but also the point being made about socioeconomic representation as well. Because it is about making sure that thinking different is possible in that sphere.
We've got a guest on this very, very shortly. But what do you reckon, Al? I mean, Judge Winkelmann said that judges need to have experience of some life at the margins. You know, need to be able to relate to hardship on a personal level. What do you reckon? Do you think it's a good point if you're standing up before a judge?
Yeah.
Does that person need to be able to relate to you if they're from a completely different echelon of society?
I think so. If they have certain prejudices in their belief system that they and they look down on certain members of society, I think they should have gone through difficult experiences. But isn't that what in a bigger trial a jury is for? You have members from society, all different walks of life, to make that decision for the judge. But I suppose I don't know if that's just on a bigger trial. But are there people from every walk of life in law school going for that position? Is there, like, I agree there should be people from, you know all you know, backgrounds.
Okay. And the fact is most of our matters that go before the courts aren't dealt with by way of trial by jury.
Yeah.
Most of it's before a judge alone, or, you know, that's it's just how it is. So you do need to be looking at what counts as normal.
With us is Professor of Sociology at the University of Auckland, Professor Alan France. Welcome to the panel, Alan.
Kia ora, Wallace.
Yeah.
Hi, panel.
Hi.
Well, great to have you on. Look, so you previously said that people, because this is really about, this is it's actually about sort of the socio-economic aspect of it, and you previously said that people once thought of education as a level playing field. You know, it was that great leveller, but you think it's now just not the case.
Yeah, well, people have always thought that education achieves that, but in reality, of course, it's not really been proven the point. So, like, for example, the last 30 years, we've had this kind of massive expansion of education, and particularly higher education, where between 40 and 70% of young people across the world really kind of enter into university. But what we haven't seen is really any significant changes in the levels of inequality. Things have remained pretty static. There's been some minor changes, but nothing of major. In fact, what we know is that the expansion of higher education has actually tended to benefit the middle and the elite classes rather than those who we would hope that it would actually help and create a more kind of level playing field. So why is this? Well, wealth and privilege, of course, is an incredibly powerful resource that ensures that those who have access to it are more likely to not only maintain their position in society, but also, of course, to do better as a result. And that's a critical factor here.
So where does the problem lie in your view, Professor France? At a tertiary level or earlier, perhaps at governmental policy level?
That's a good question. And of course, it's all of these in a way. It's sort of endemic across our society. It all has a part to play. So, for example, you know, we don't actually acknowledge and recognize that for some of us, some people are more privileged than others. In some way, that helping our kids is nothing but normal. But in fact, if we've got privilege and advantage and wealth, we can really make a difference, whereas others can't. So we need to kind of recognize that those are the greater resources, of course, are able to ensure their children do well. And we need to take that on board as a critical question. But of course, it's a cumulative as well. We must remember that this doesn't just kind of start in tertiary. This starts from a very early age, from the point of kindergarten. The choice of kindergarten.
Right.
By those who have got money. They pick the best kindergartens. They pick the best schools. They pick the best universities and the best courses in the universities for their children. And then when their children graduate, they are able to help them and assist them in the process of getting the best internships and getting into the best jobs. So it's right across the system. Right. So I guess the question is, can government do something about that in some ways? And of course it can, but it doesn't do a great deal. And I kind of think about things like, access to the best schools. Now, we've known for decades that, you know, postcode lottery, that if you live in the right area, you are able to get into the best schools. But living in the right area requires you to have enormous amount of wealth and resources. And we've let that go on unchallenged for decades. I mean, we've known about it, but we don't really do much about it.
Right, and so I start in kindergarten and you end up getting, back to the sort of particular topic here, judges coming, you know, the likes of judges increasingly coming from a very, very narrow band of society.
That's right, Jim Brinkman is completely right about that kind of process and how that isn't healthy for us in New Zealand at all, and that we need to find ways of addressing it.
All right. Thank you for being with us, Professor of Sociology at the University of Auckland, Alan France.